You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Some good phone calls we're going to get to. Scared or not scared? Did we just start something new? Scared or not scared? The question isn't, should Justin Fields be allowed to start opening game? Because I do believe he should be allowed to compete for the job.
Then you shouldn't be scared.
I'm just saying, as a fan, if he would win the job, would you be scared of the rookie quarterback with an unproven line on the road, new stadium, really good defense?
No.
That environment, no. Waddle's a tough guy. I'm saying yes. I'd be a little...
You can always protect him. You protect him with running the ball and getting him on the edge.
Yeah, Nagy. That sounds good. Protecting his quarterback by doing smart stuff.
Listen, champ, I mean, there aren't going to be great decisions based on your premise there. There aren't going to be great decisions made the entirety of the 2021 season, so he's going to be exposed to injury then.
Oh, by the way, Truck and Taco tweets. He says, two Waddle and Sylvie classics need to be revived for the 2021 football season. And I could not agree more with him. Number one, the traveling Waddle jersey. The fans are back.
Has that been soiled?
Maybe we get a new one. We used to, back in the day, everyone would get 1 week. It was like our trophy. You'd get a week, and we'd take that jersey to every game. So, like, obviously not us. We would get one fan to represent the show that would wear this jersey. And then,
so you're going to LA, the opening game of the season.
Right.
If you get tickets, the traveling Waddle
jersey. You'd have to pick it up and return it. It's got to be the honor system. And then the next week, Cincinnati, here at home.
We would prefer that you dry clean it after you take it wherever you go. It's not mandatory.
And now that I'm getting older, I think it would be more fun if it just compiled a bunch of stuff on it all year. And then we didn't watch it.
Now my hand is raised for scared. Scared or not scared? Scared of the traveling Waddle jersey being brought back here after 4 weeks of traveling with no dry cleaning.
We could get that sponsored. Get that sponsored by a sports shop, whether it's Fanatics, maybe it's Dino's, maybe it's Clark Street Sports. We'll get that thing sponsored, the traveling Waddle jersey, especially.
Went to a gentleman's club back in the day.
It did. Yeah. And it's a symbolic way of saying, hey, we're back in attendance.
I'm cool.
I think we have to wash it after Vegas.
Think about that. Tampa and Vegas in the same year.
There's no way it doesn't come back without glitter on it.
And they say, Scotty Manson in the Blue Zone, you guys need to put it on Crosstalk Unhinged. You should do that. And that was the Red Zone, except it was a spinoff, and it was Waddle Uncensored going through the highlights from the weekend, and his name was Scotty Manson.
It was a spoof of what Scott, and not to be disrespectful to Scott Hansen, but he goes around the room for 4 hours,
right?
For what is he? He's the Red Zone.
Yeah.
So I was actually playing the part of recapping the games, but was using, you know, colorful language.
We should do that.
And it got denied. We had to stop doing it after a while, right?
But now we could you could actually do it. Maybe it's not as funny with the bleeps, but maybe it would be funnier. John in the Loop, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
Tom, that wasn't just one too many concussions. There was an actual connection here in Chicago, probably around the same time you arrived, on the north side then. I don't even know if we called it Wrigleyville. They set up shop, and they were like touring. They weren't touring, they were working on an album, but they hung out here for about a year. Up and down Clark Street.
Yeah. Right.
Slash.
And I used to regularly see Slash holding up the wall at the Metro.
Slash is basically my age. He's 55. Do you know what Slash's real name is?
I don't recall. It's not Stanley. That's one of the guys.
Saul Hudson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hudson. Yeah, He's a Saul, huh?
Isn't that? Was that your grandfather?
That was my grandfather. Mason's middle name is after Saul, my grandfather. Yeah. S-O-L, is it? Or is it S-A-U-L?
This one's S-A-U-L. Yeah.
Okay. John, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I guess.
Someone tweeted me saying that Axel's from Gary. Is that right? Maybe that's where you're, is he pulling a fast one on me? All right, let's do scared or not scared. We're going to go, let's do a quick hitting, lightning round of scared or not scared. I'm not asking if you would want Justin Fields to start game one. I'm just saying, would you be sitting on your couch?
Lafayette, Indiana.
Being scared.
That's so, where he was born. Yeah.
There you go. Paris and Joliet. Paris, scared or not scared?
Not scared because the kid looks like he wants to persevere through challenges, not turn the TVs off up at Halas Hall.
That's a good one. Was the TV thing after the Rams game? I think he may be right, too, after he got pulled.
When Mitch cried?
Yeah. I said that to Waddle.
Look at the way that, why can't I think of his name? The backup who went in.
Chase Daniel.
Yeah, look at the way Chase Daniel is looking at Nagy and Trubisky.
It's a look of shock, right?
It's like, this dude's crying right now? You want to get in touch with your feelings, that's fine. I get it. That's fine. A good cry is needed every once in a while, but he definitely cried.
I just think it makes, you know, us feel better to say that he was actually crying because it was such an unpleasant experience over the course of several years.
No, he was being consoled by Nagy. Don't you remember that?
I think he was being pulled and was being yelled at in a quiet tone. Yeah. Have you ever been yelled at in a quiet tone?
Not really, no. Yeah. Not effective, and nor can I do that.
You can't. Yeah, I've seen that on display. Yeah. It's hard for you to get an emotional point across without raising your voice.
The coach from Friday Night Lights, the television show, he is fantastic at getting his anger across in a calm way, which I've always admired, which I could never do. Never. I can't pull that off. I think that's virtually impossible.
Well, for you it is.
Amir in North Center, you're on ESPN 1000. Scared or not scared of Fields facing the Rams in game one?
Not scared. In fact, this might be a little bit of a hot or cold take, depending on how you take it, but I'm more scared for Dalton.
Well, he's more of a sitting duck, so to speak, behind that offensive line. Justin Fields could probably do a better job evading the pass rush of Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd. Look, is it ideal? No, you want to step out there in front of 11 guys who can't tie their shoes. That's not the case against the Rams. I'm just telling you, in this day and age, quarterbacks play from week one, and it's not about, you know, do you think Kyler Murray was afraid of the opponent in week one when he started his first game as a rookie?
I know.
No. Didn't Tua start against the Rams?
Probably did.
I think he did.
I mean, how'd that go?
I don't know, but...
Who cares? It's his first game. Get him out there. Yeah, these kids play.
Mike in St. Charles, scared or not scared?
Hey, Waddle and Sylvie, thanks for taking my call. Listen to you guys all the time.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yep, so I'm not scared at all. One thing that I do not believe a lot of analysts really take into account and how big of a gamer Justin Fields is. You know, Ohio State, college football playoff, broken ribs. He's going in there no matter who's on the other side of the ball. Not scared at all. Definitely more scared with Dalton in there.
Wow.
Thanks for taking my call.
I'm not telling you he's going to go out there and throw for 320 and they're going to win. I'm just saying, like, look, this is the big boy league. He's played in the biggest games, on the biggest stages, under the brightest lights, and you drafted him to take over your program. If, in fact, he starts week one, I'm not going to be scared.
A couple of people said they're scared for Dalton. I am so not invested in anything Andy Dalton does this year. I have nothing against Andy Dalton. Nothing. But we know his role. His role is to just hold down the fort until the kid's ready.
He's
right?
A human bridge.
Right. I'm not scared for him. I don't care about him. I love my team, but this is the least I've been invested in a Bears quarterback in some time. Even Mike Lennon, there was like that little hope. Hey, he was a former third round pick. He had started games in Tampa. He's young.
You don't want to see him get hurt.
The possibilities are nothing. There are no possibilities with Andy Dalton. They're nil. Jesse in Evanston, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, what's up, fellas? First off, I want to know, why does anybody care if Andy Dalton gets hurt or not? Does anybody expect the Bears to do anything this year?
Yeah, I care. I care because it's a violent sport, and I don't want to see anybody get hurt.
You're a better human than me.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to be the tough guy, wise ass over there going, I don't care if anybody gets hurt.
No, that's not my point.
Statement.
That's not my point. Of course, we don't root for anybody to get hurt.
Okay, but then we're on the same page then.
Right on. But point being, I'm terrified. There's no reason to put this guy in there, you know, being a rookie and not expecting this team to do anything this year. You know, if we're losing by 40 and the opposition puts in, you know, their second string defense, you know, maybe get them a feel in there. Maybe, you know, wet his back a little bit in there. But
here's the deal. Then you Thank are you. On board, Jesse, with what Matt Nagy has planned. Because as he told everybody and reiterated to you personally, Sylvie, Justin Fields has no chance to start week one of the season. So your fear is going to be alleviated. There's no fear for you because he's not going to play.
But I know it may sound conflicting. I want him to have the possibility. Oh, yeah.
I'm talking to Jesse. Jesse said that he's scared. He doesn't want him to play.
I'm distracted because I'm looking up the phrase, wet his back. I wanted to see, like, let him wet his back, he said. If that's a thing, that sounds creepy. It sounds like something
Maybe you're getting sacked on a wet field and you get planted on. I don't know.
There's a lot of like baby diaper references here about babies wetting their back, like because the diapers are leaking.
Newborn with a wet back, is it pee or sweat? That's the link I found.
Yes, the answer is yes.
So did he actually make a good rookie comp? To a baby wetting his back, like a rookie getting his first.
And nor was I intending to kind of light any fuse. It's just like, here's the deal. This is the NFL. If you're better than the guy that you're competing with in training camp, I get no problem with you starting as a rookie. I don't care what your level of experience is. I think that this is a different situation than it was with Mitch.
Isn't there a difference between being better than the guy and being ready? You could be better than Dalton, but maybe not deemed
That's
ready.
That's true. I don't think the kid should play until they deem he's ready. But this is my hypothetical. If he goes through camp and he proves to you that he's ready... All I'm saying to you is I don't have any fear of him starting, whether it's against the Cincinnati Bengals or it's the St. Louis or the L.A. Rams. Would it be an easier game against a lesser defense? Sure. But, like, this isn't peewee football. That's all.
We'll continue the Bears conversation if you want to weigh in. 312-332-3776. I want to get to some baseball. The timing is odd on this, too. Very coincidental. Where Yermín Mercedes is back in the news, as is Tony La Russa. Was ESPN unfair to Tony? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, let's talk some football. 332-3776 is the phone number if you'd like to participate. Three easy ways to listen. ESPN 1000, that's AM 1000 on your dial. We're also available now on the FM side of things. You heard that correct. It's 100.3 HD2. So you can check that out if you have HD radio in your car, and you probably do if you have a newer model car. Just make sure your settings are enabled for HD radio. Go to 100.3, click up one station, one twist of the knob, whatever way, you know.
Is that how you do it?
Well, some have knobs, some have like an arrow up, you know.
One twist of the knob?
You know, and then it goes from 100.3 to 100.3 HD2. And then you can also download that ESPN Chicago app, can listen live, get all of our podcasts on demand, including Crosstalk Unhinged, which drops today. So if you need some evening listening, check that out tonight with Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and me. There was a very, very funny moment.
Sand in your bathing suit.
Yeah, it's like what you accused Yurko of last week. But there was a very funny moment of all the years we have worked together with a good kid. We all heard a story from the good kid today that you have to hear to believe that none of us knew. None of us knew. And you can get that.
That happens quite frequently.
Really?
Things that surprise me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I know you guys well and have heard most of the stories.
I had no idea.
Especially 7 to 10.
Until.
What?
Until when was it? Maybe a month ago. I had no idea Carm's love for feet.
Well, neither did I, and I'm one of them. That's what I'm saying. Carm and I are pretty good friends.
That's my point. So things come out of just this unhinged crosstalk that...
Yeah.
That I had no idea about.
All right.
It's a learning experience.
So let's talk about this list. It's the top 15 most important bears. You can get the recap on Instagram, on our Instagram page, at Waddle and Sylvie. I always want, I'm like, I got to process which platform we're talking and think about it. Yes, it's Instagram at Waddle and Sylvie. And we're up to number four, correct?
We are at number four. More focus on the offense. Number four, no doubt. There's zero doubt in my mind, and I would suggest there's zero doubt in the minds of you three. Big minds. Who has been the Bears' best offensive player over the last 3 years? Any question?
Adam Shaheen.
That's one. That's why you weren't asked to go speak to the kids. Adam?
I know who it is because I posted the picture.
Okay. Chris? I'm not saying who's number four. I'm asking you the question.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any doubt who's the best offensive player on this team the last 3 years?
No shot.
Number four is Allen Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Despite playing with a below-average quarterback consistently here in the Windy City, he has excelled. And how about these numbers just the last 2 years? He has averaged 100 catches and 1,200 yards over the last 2 years. And he's had 13 total touchdowns. He is not old either. Do you know how old Allen Robinson is? He's 27. He'll be 28 during this season. He'll be 28 next month. And he has to be considered a vital part of this team's future. I understand his contract situation, but he needs to be part of what they're doing going forward for the next 3 or 4 years. I understand what the Minnesota Vikings did. What did they do? They had a guy in Stephon Diggs they didn't think they could re-sign, so they traded him. I trust Rick Spielman to find his replacement more than I trust Ryan Pace to find Allen Robinson's replacement. So when they traded Stephon Diggs, what did they do? They drafted Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson was a first-year Pro Bowler. Do you have faith that if for whatever reason they can't find a way to re-sign Allen Robinson and he leaves... And again, he has been their best offensive player the last 3 years, that they have the offensive acumen in their player procurement department to replace Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson was a second-round pick. Davante Adams was a second-round pick. Our second-round wide receiver pick was Anthony Miller.
It had a very good freshman year, yeah, so to speak, sideways.
Has he turned out to be?
So my point is, you have a... This was a quality free agent signing by Ryan Pace. I tip my visor. To let him go and then try to replace him, his track record is not good enough that I feel comfortable that he's going to be able to replace Allen Robinson with somebody that can actually seamlessly take over the role of Allen Robinson. He should be Justin Fields' BFF for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
BFF.
The guy that when when Justin Fields steps into that offensive huddle and they need a play, he can look into the eyes of Allen Robinson and know that he's got one of the top 10 receivers in the NFL to go out there and make a play for him. Justin Fields' development will depend partly on the guys around him. You can't subtract a guy like Allen Robinson from this huddle and expect Justin Fields' development to be smooth and successful. Again, if you're going to argue that we'll find somebody else, I'll argue that Ryan Pace's track record would not speak to that.
Yeah, absolutely
right. So you can't, in my humble opinion, start the 2022 season, barring anything catastrophic, which I hope doesn't happen. You can't go into 2022 without Allen Robinson as part of your team if, in fact, the 2021 season looks like the 2020 season or the 2019 season in terms of Allen Robinson's production. So to me, Allen Robinson, albeit the best offensive player this team has had in 3 years, the most accomplished player that this team has had in the last 3 years, he's important in number four because he's going to be responsible for helping Justin Fields develop. And his performance this year has to force them to make the decision that they need to sign him long term.
Yes.
So Allen Robinson comes in at number four.
Allen Robinson, I was thinking about it yesterday, that list that came out of the nine players that could get dealt before the season starts, and A-Rob was on there. It was a CBS Sports. Like, it makes no sense. Let's go by the past history of this Bears organization even. The last time we had a truly a good quarterback with potential with Cutler, right? And instead of, when you acquired him, supporting him with the necessary wide receivers, they made Devin Hester the number one wide receiver. They took Greg Olsen away from him the year that they went to the NFC Championship game, that year after
they made Jamarcus Webb his left tackle.
Yeah, like, let's, so you have Justin Fields now. You're going to subtract the best weapon?
You can't.
Let's think about what San Diego did. Like, when Justin Herbert was drafted, did they trade Keenan Allen or sign Keenan Allen?
They signed Keenan Allen.
Like, that's what you have to support these guys.
Yes. And again, if you felt like they could move on from him and just replace him with somebody else, I respectfully disagree. And I think history tells us that. So while I'm not going to sit here and argue with you that he's the best receiver, one of the top five receivers in the National Football League, he's been your best offensive player for 3 years. You've got a young quarterback looking to develop. You don't do that by subtracting someone like Allen Robinson from the equation. And I don't know what, I mean, at the end of this year, you still could franchise him again. I don't know if Allen Robinson would want to re-sign with them as a free agent. But you better think about making him part of your long-term plans if, in fact, you want this young quarterback to develop in a rapid and successful fashion.
These national lists keeps coming out, too, on Ryan Pace. This goes into your point. I want to get into that. There's a list out there ranking the general managers in the NFL. How many general managers that did their job a year ago? So we're taking away the new GMs.
Right.
Of all the general managers who have been on the job.
And how many of them are there?
There are 26,
okay,
I want to
so
say.
There's 26 guys that are coming back to fill the same role they had last year.
How many do you believe are ranked lower than Ryan Pace? I want to tell you about that. And Cap has managed to do it again. Cap has made a statement that could be his worst. It's coming up next.